You're listening to DraftKings Network.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Risky move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam.
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
Miami sports, man. Everything's happening. I mean, everything's happening. We got a good young hockey team, maybe one of the best hockey teams in the league. We got an NBA team who was just called out by their superstar, Jimmy Butler. We got a Heat lifer who is now a Jazz lifer going from the Heat to the Utah Jazz because he prefers Jazz culture over Heat culture. We got a good, young, exciting baseball team, a new soccer team. Everything is and the Canes had a spring football game. I mean, all sports are happening right now down here in Miami. This is the epicenter of sports right here, Miami, the 305. How about that?
You forgot Formula One announcing that they're coming to town in 2022.
I cannot believe
Zubas it. Zubas also.
Yeah.
Yep. So the Marlins, Billy, that was a fun weekend of baseball. It wasn't quite Padres-Dodgers, but it was a lot of fun.
That overrated Padres-Dodgers. And by the way, Mookie Betts, I'm not convinced, caught that ball, but we don't need to get into that.
Did you see that play, Stugatz? Because the Padres-Dodgers series was a lot of fun. And one of the games ended, the Dodgers were up 2-0. Padres had runners on second and third. Line drive to right center field. And Mookie Betts, whose initials are actually MLB.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that until
I didn't know that.
You've been sent into a tizzy. He made
it unchecked.
That had to be that had to be such a great feeling coursing through Mookie Betts MLB to make that catch in that spot. But why did you didn't think it was overrated? But that give me a guy, Billy, because I do want to talk about your Marlins. Give me a guy that you simply trust more as a baseball player than Marte.
Starling Marte.
Yes, I know. I was going to say that you just trust him. He is
solid.
How mad were you yesterday when he has to leave because you're expecting a home run in that spot? He has to leave in the final at bat because he tweaked something and he ends up in the dugout and you end up getting shut out after a really fun weekend.
It wasn't the best, especially when Alfaro came in, even though Alfaro the night before. Oh. Man, he should have retired after Saturday. What a game by him. I think he tied it in the ninth. No, did he tie it in the ninth? No, he didn't tie it in the ninth, but he won it in the 10th. Oh, God, what a weekend for the Marlins. And these Dodgers came into town swaggering thinking that the Giants came to town swaggering about. I'm just so energized right now. I have so much energy about this team, Dan, because they're back. And now you're going to say, oh, they're third in the this, they're third in the that. They have a losing record. But your favorite stat, run differential, the only team in the East with a positive run differential. the Miami Marlins. And, Dan, I did some digging. Did you see the uniforms the Red Sox were wearing this weekend? They were blue and yellow. They were City Edition uniforms. And I was like, why are they wearing blue and yellow? I started looking it up, and I found out seven teams this year are going to have City Edition uniforms. And one of the teams, guess who?
Marlins.
Rays.
Good guess. Good guess.
The Miami Marlins.
Chris, way to go, Chris.
I think they're the next ones, actually. Yeah. May 21st, I believe. And I'm on the hunt. I'm trying to figure out what these uniforms look like. I'm going around asking some questions.
Where are you going?
Journalism.
What? You're doing journalism?
You're leaving the house.
He's interested.
I'm just bugging people that I think may have had access to them already, being like, hey, so what do they look like? Can I'll tell you this much. They're not going to be Miami Vice colors. Yeah, news broken.
Can you break this story? Wow. Can you be the Andy Slater now of Marlins stuff?
Andy Slater. Did you see? He broke the Oladipo news.
Yes, he caught him outside of Joe Stonecrabs. He started peppering him with questions. He was limping, but not using a cane, and he said he would be back this year. But I don't know that that's an official sort of statement from Oladipo as much as it is just shouting at a fan as he leaves Joe Stonecrabs.
Hang on. He was not, Andy Slater was not trying to break any news. He's trying to tell you they had dinner at Joe Stonecrab last night.
Well, he's
come
doing
on.
Both. He's
get
doing
out
both.
Of here.
Andy Slater, to the best of my knowledge, goes to two places, Joe Stonecrab and Medellin.
Yeah, Medellin. Yeah, everything. Even as he's at Joe Stonecrab, he's still geotagging Medellin.
He has so many miles, you think, right? Spends his life on a plane.
You can't hate on that guy, though. He hustles.
Not at all.
He hustles, man.
It sounds like Witty can.
I mean, first off, this guy spent two radio segments trashing me for a take that I had. So I've got a personal beef in this. Second off,
Oxford charity, man. What did he rip you about? Did you deserve it?
No, I had this take that Hassan Whiteside was happy after a loss because he had like a triple-double or something like that. And Eric Reed got pissed off at me on Twitter. And so Andy Slater took Eric Reed's side publicly on the radio and teased, coming up next, I'm going to rip Chris Whittingham. And so I'm out on this Andy Slater, please.
Wow. And did he rip you? Was it good?
No, it's terrible. I mean, who the hell wants to listen to a radio segment of someone rip me?
Okay.
I would, yeah, personally, yeah.
Can we get audio on this?
Can we get some audio on it? I mean,
can you send me the audio?
Do you want to text them right now, see if you can come on?
Turn it into an open.
Stukatz texts me over the weekend, and Witty just made me think of it right now when he blurted in the middle of that really surprising personal sensitivity. Please. For some reason, Stugat says, just a text out of nowhere, hey, Dan, I've got a buffet of pleases for you. And I don't know, buffet. I don't know what that meant. But I'm assuming, because of what Witty just did, I'm assuming, do you want to tell a bunch of people, please?
I mean, I will let you use these at your disposal. But it's a buffet.
We're also at the Listen Buffet.
Listen. Apparently. Yeah. Listen.
Right. It's the Listen Buffet. So we can use them at your disposal, Dan, however you would like to use them. But I got something for, you know, the Dallas Mavericks. I got something for Steph Curry, Sam Darnold, Trevor Lawrence, Russell Westbrook, massage guns. I mean, whatever you got.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, hold on a second. So you've got a please buffet. Let's just go through all of them. You want them sprinkled throughout the show? Or you? What do you want to do? Where did you come up? So I've got it right. You just want to tell a bunch of people, please.
Yeah. I just want to, like, for instance, I'll start with the Mavericks, please. I mean, seriously, Mark Cuban, no one was behind the play-in playoff format more so than Mark Cuban was a year ago. Really push for it, and it's a great idea. But now that the Mavericks, okay, are sitting in the seventh seed, and they have no business being in the seventh seed, it looks like they're going to have to play in one of these play-in games to get into the playoffs. And now Mark Cuban and Luka Doncic, these guys are railing against the play-in playoff format. Please, you pushed for it last year, and now you're complaining about it because Luka comes in 45 pounds overweight. You're losing regular season games to the Sacramento Kings without Rashawn Holmes, by the way, a very good player. You're losing those games. He's on my fantasy team,
wait,
Mike. Don't worry about it.
Is this just a show you want to do then? Is this when you ask for the please buffet?
I'm so tired of Mark Cuban. He's pushing.
Careful. He's coming on next month, maybe.
Listen, I am so tired of Luka Doncic, who is complaining.
It's Doncic.
I don't care. Beluga whale about this play-in format. Listen, You're talented. Listen, your team is listen, talented. Please,
all right,
you should be higher than the 7 seed. You should be a top 3 seed in the West. You're not. So you have to play in this play-in format that your owner loves so much. Deal with it and stop complaining about it. You're the ones that push for it. I'm tired of it.
That's not the name of the segment.
Please.
It's not I'm tired of it. Did you forget the name of the segment? What are you ending it with? I'm tired of it. Is the name of the segment, please? Is it I'm tired of it, buffet? Is it illicit buffet?
That's how buffets work, Dan. That's how they work. Sometimes you go, you think you want one thing, and then you finish eating something else at the end of the meal.
Well, I had a play to Dallas Mavericks, and I'm a little tired afterwards. So that was it.
I just want to know how many of these pleases are in your weekend observations, Stugatz.
None of them. Not a single one of them are in my weekend observations.
How many observations? More pleases do you guys want? This is the show Stugatz would do in Jacksonville with Tony Baselli, the Please Show.
I mean, Sam Darnold.
Hold on, Stugatz.
Oh, I think ready for a dish of Darnold.
It's okay. Two things that we've learned with Please is it absolutely needs to end on Please. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. Yeah, that's a totally different
thing. I'm tired. You know about that.
And not I'm sick and frustrated and not tired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can be sent into a tizzy, but it has to end in Please.
Okay.
I can dress this thing up, I think, a little bit.
All right.
So hold on a second. Can I get the buffet again? What is the buffet of pleases at my disposal here?
We have the Dallas Mavericks. I just did that. Steph Curry, Sam Darnold, Trevor Lawrence, Russell Westbrook.
Replays against the Marlins.
Okay. No, that's your please.
Billy is welcome to the Please Buffet. So if you have something, just throw it in there.
I'm going to pick one here, but it needs some juice. So what do we have here from music that we don't have very good music around here? We don't have licensing yet. Jesus.
Perfect.
It's so bad. So the perfect.
Nail the mood.
This is not the tone and tenor of Please.
I'm at a buffet right now.
All right, Trevor Lawrence. Let's see what you've got for Trevor Lawrence.
Here's what I don't
this
want my quarterback set. Please.
Sunday morning brunch.
It is?
At a fancy hotel.
No, this is at a Piccadilly.
Which, based on his comments over the weekend or last week, I'm not certain that Trevor Lawrence would rather spend his Sundays actually having brunch than playing quarterback in the NFL. I don't want to hear a quarterback who's coming out of Clemson, who is the most highly rated projected quarterback in the history of the NFL draft. I don't want him to say two things. One, he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, and he's not going to manufacture one. You better find that chip and put it right on your shoulder. And number two is, he's not that interested in winning Super Bowls. What are you interested in doing? What's the point of playing the game? What's the point of going through those voluntary workouts, the sweat, the tears, the teamwork, the locker room, being there for your team? If you don't want to win a Super Bowl, I don't want you as my quarterback. And if you can't find the chip, I definitely don't want you as my quarterback. Please, Trevor Lawrence. I'm tired.
This is the show that Stugatz wants to do.
Dan, do you agree with that? You can't say that headed into the draft.
If I'm the
Jacksonville Jaguars, I absolutely would not be drafting Trevor Lawrence. I mean,
character issues.
Seriously, a guy who doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, doesn't want to manufacture a chip, and doesn't care about winning chips. I mean, it's terrible. I mean,
please.
Trevor Lawrence, please.
So Trevor Lawrence, what he's done to offend you is do a Sports Illustrated interview where he basically just had priorities in life and balance.
He was honest, yeah. Yep.
But no, priority.
But you're not drafting him to play life. You're drafting him to play football.
Yes. Yes.
Everything that he's ever wanted out of athletics, he's gotten so far. He can't manufacture a chip because it's all broken his way.
Look at his hair. He's flowing locks. We've known about this kid in college. Do you remember? We were watching Deshaun Watson and saying, look at this kid with the beautiful locks. They've got sunshine on their sideline from Remember the Titans.
You know the quarterback that has a chip? Justin Fields. Why? He's slipping in the draft. Why? People don't think he's good. That guy wants to win championships, and he has a chip. And if he doesn't have one, he'll manufacture one. Justin Fields, please.
Child please is what I thought you were going to do there.
Jeez.
So how many more pleases do we have here? This is not the right music for this.
It's perfect.
It's not perfect. It's we really need to sign somewhere.
How can he not have a chip on his shoulder, by the way? Not making the national championship, losing in the playoffs. Exactly. Come back and prove something.
I mean, balance. Who wants balance? Who wants their quarterback to have balance? Football is your balance. That's it.
Football or yoga? What are we
doing? Exactly. Focus on winning.
Go ahead and put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is anyone drafting Trevor Lawrence to be good at life at Lebatard Show? So you guys, just to be clear, everyone here is arguing on behalf... the horn is tickling me. It's not the right... It is not the right...
It's working.
It's working at what? It's just poking me in the face. Are we going to get better music around here at any point soon? Who do I have to pay to get better music around here?
God, I hope not.
How many different... What does this archive look like of crappy music that you're allowed to license? Who are these sad musicians who aren't getting paid anything for this?
The name of this song is called Hotsy Roxy.
Yeah, of course it is.
Classic.
You know who looked like he had good balance at life and had things figured out? Gardner Minshew. And look what that got the Jaguars.
Right.
The number one pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck, balance.
Where's he been, by the way?
Exactly.
Any more pleases there that are worth getting to, Stugatz?
Has Sam Darnold, please. All this guy has done since he's been traded from the Jets to the Carolina Panthers is celebrate his new home. Celebrations. Walks into his new house, celebration. Walks into his new facility, celebration. Sees his new, head coach, who's a quarterback whisperer, who's so good at it, he did such a bad job with Teddy Bridgewater. Celebration, okay? That's all you... What are you celebrating, Sam Darnold? That you're so bad the Jets don't even want you to be their quarterback? That's what you're celebrating? That you're so bad they trade you for a second and fourth round pick? And I know what people are saying. Well, now he has Christian McCaffrey. Now he has Robbie Anderson. He had Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson was dreadful when he was a Jet. He went to Carolina where Sam Darnold was not and became a Pro Bowl wide receiver. Stugatz. Sam Darnold, Stugatz. Please.
Listen to the goddamn music, Stugatz.
I'm rolling.
What are you guys doing?
Some people listen to music, Dan. Some people make music. That's what Stugatz is doing.
Thank you, Bill.
What was... Why were you guys roaring in the chat? Why did Chris Whittingham blurt, what was that? What just happened? What
the
just
music, dude.
In the middle of Stugatz's please. In the middle of Stugatz's please. You just go... Like, it was an all-time ejecting on a word. It was like, and we still have no idea what he said.
I don't know the word I was attempting to say.
That's right. That is Stugatz making music. Everyone get out of the way.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Stugatz, I want to get to this soccer story because this seems kind of seismic in the world's most popular sport that you've got anarchy happening over business.
I'm actually interested in this. Like anything, like a Super League is always going to grab my attention, even in soccer. Super League.
All right, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Is a Super League always going to grab your attention?
I love it. What do you think they mean by it?
So we'll get to that in just a second, but I just want to deconstruct for a moment something that confused me, which is I don't understand how very calm, very laid back, always super chill surfer guy who was far away from the mic. I don't know why he became an angry country person, Southern fried, who decided to chew on the microphone in a way that must have scared the audience. And I just want an explanation before I get to soccer on what, because Mike hurt himself by hitting his face with the microphone. The side of his face, he came swooping in, and I just didn't understand. It's not just that I didn't get the character I wanted, which was more like the country guy. Dirty Demon of Debate is what I originally wanted. I just don't understand how we got a morphing, a werewolf-like morphing from guy who's always been super chill across the hockey decades to guy who is now chewing on the microphone.
I'm sorry, dudes. I owe you guys a big apology. The lack of an El Nino is really just thrown off the waves. I usually can find a way to harness my chi, and I just haven't been able to get out there a little bit. So, dudes.
Okay.
All right. So, a good explanation.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I understand.
I'm bound a little tightly. Yeah.
Okay. The hockey makes you emotional sometimes.
Yeah, I got to be able to find my water, dude.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Never been good at visualizing water. I gotta got to be out there. Right. And I'm sorry. It's just you mentioned the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I hate those guys.
I
hate them so much.
Stugatz, I was taken aback at the way that Chris Whittingham and Mike Ryan were talking about the anarchy that is happening in soccer. Is it too late now, given the mess what it is right now? Once you secede from the union for the television dollars, are they going to make more money because they don't need these other teams?
They're not doing this if there isn't more money at it. These are some of the smartest business minds in the world coming together, backed by JP Morgan. They know exactly what they're doing by this, and this is a massive money play. And they're going at FIFA and UEFA, and they're making these governing bodies of soccer, who have been the most corrupt bodies in all of sports, out to be the little guy now that you're rooting for. Everything in the world of soccer that you know is about to change. We're beyond the point of no return right now. They've done the hard stuff, Chris Whittingham. They've announced
quietly, Mike. They were able to do the hard stuff quietly?
Quietly is the key, because there are no supporters in the stands right now. Let me tell you something. I have a partnership with Chelsea. I don't know how I feel about all of this. I think it's a bad look generally. I want Chelsea to be playing in the Premier League. I want to see the World Cup. I want to play my FIFA video games. All that stuff. All that stuff looks like it's about to change, because you have FIFA, the governing body, saying any player that plays for this rogue breakaway Super League will not be allowed to play in World Cups, in UEFA Europa competition. They are trying right now to change the game, and you have a power play between billionaires, some of the world's wealthiest people, and FIFA. And you have all these television contracts that are up in the air. You have FIFA saying you can't play in the World Cup, and you have the players now who are being punished because of something that's totally out of their control. Wait a second. We're getting punished for this? I can't represent my country? You're going to ban me from playing my country? Okay. Enjoy having to explain to your TV partners why Messi and Ronaldo can't be in the World Cup competition. There are trillions of dollars at stake. And not just, in a few years, trillions of dollars. Every year, annually, trillions of dollars pumping into all these television contracts. And you have bodies that are going to need to explain something to some people.
Here's an interesting part of this is, Mike, is dangling the fact that you might not be able to play in the World Cup because it means so much to the players. Is that enough to keep them, prevent them from forming this league?
But here's the FU money that we're talking about. The president of the Super League, the newly formed Super League, is also the president of Real Madrid. He was quoted as saying, "We'll just form our own World Cup." We'll have our own international, like, and it's instructive because we've talked a lot on the show about the CBA negotiations between owners and the players in the NFL. And what the owners can do in the NFL is outlast these major institutions, you know, the NFL Player Association, because they have so much more money that ultimately they will get what they want, even risking unpopularity. And there is nothing more unpopular in the world sport than this Super League idea. The major soccer countries absolutely hate this idea, but they recognize that if they can outlast this temporary hatred and force this thing through, that ultimately enough fans of Real Madrid, of Manchester United, of Liverpool, of the biggest clubs in the world will still be there when they play their games eventually in the Super League.
And the pandemic is hanging over all of this because it's being used as a reason, even though this has been discussed for decades on end with these major soccer clubs. We have to recoup these losses. And the most convenient part about all of this is this won't fly within the fan bases of these teams. Even Arsenal, which doesn't belong in this on merit, their supporters are upset by it. They would voice their displeasure. Do you know how hard it is to institute ticket rate hikes for your season ticket holders?
Explain this part to me, okay? Because the lifeblood of sports, right? We talk about greed a lot here, but it's the emotion business. And you can withstand your fans hating an idea if they're still going to be fans. And so when you talk about doing something that is being met with widespread by the consumer, the customer, why? Because all the greed that we talk about in American football, it never actually affects the product. The product is impenetrable. The product continues to get support no matter how greedy they are. Now they're doing science 17 games and saying it's science. It's healthier for the players to play another game that where we're being greedy instead of a preseason game.
But it seems like you're creating a better product here. You're taking the 15 teams.
You're creating a interesting product that has, it sounds like, a lot of your traditional teams. I don't even know what it would be in American sports because baseball isn't what this is. So, but it's not the Yankees and the Red Sox and you know, the six major market teams and the Dodgers breaking apart. But even baseball is not this. You can't do it in football because the teams are interchangeable, right?
We don't really need the Jaguars or Bengals, though,
you,
right?
You get these mega matchups between these super clubs organically within the Champions League competition, which takes through a qualifying process the best teams in their own domestic league. We're entering a semifinal in which, well, we hope we're entering a Champions League semifinal, which now may be the last Champions League ever. Who knows?
But wait a minute. Chelsea you're saying what we're in the middle of is a revolution in that sport that there is going to be no turning back from, even though it is a wildly unpopular move being made simply because the billionaires can F you with this money of their biggest teams. They have the most power. They consolidate that power. They don't need anybody else. But don't they need the emotional support of their customer?
They do. And I don't know where that ends. You can have fans. Football fans in Europe are very stubborn. They could potentially win this one out. Who knows? Because right now the alternative is not better. We're not talking about a college football playoff that everyone's like, yes, let's absolutely do that. Let's find out what the best team is. You're potentially ripping away my FIFA video game because players won't be allowed in that game. You're ripping away the World Cup, which is the greatest competition on the planet. You're ripping away the Champions League, which has an illustrious history. You're ruining the Premier League. You're ruining my Saturday mornings, my Premier League mornings, potentially, because Manchester United, Liverpool, Manchester City, Arsenal, Tottenham, and Chelsea might be kicked out of the Premier League. This alternative right now, as it stands, if FIFA and UEFA hold firm, is not better for the soccer supporter. I don't care how great or super you make this trophy into being with the best teams
but
in
do they
Europe.
Know that the dollars are not going to be withheld? Do these billionaires know that they can withstand a temporary uprising? Because what you're speaking to is I've never heard of such a thing across sports. Imagine in American football somebody saying, here's a rule that everyone hates, everyone just hates what's happening here, what that you're changing all of this. And football would be betting on, well, you'll still be supporters. They're taking your support for granted.
The catch rule, we still watch. I mean.
Well, I mean, the NFL did go through this with concussions, and they're just plowing ahead. And they all the time, this mentality of what they're doing is entirely an American sports mentality, down to the fact that they don't want to be relegated out of the Super League. You can finish bottom of the Super League, not win a game, and you will remain in the Super League. That doesn't exist in any other competition in the world in soccer other than MLS. But like this is an entirely American sports construct. And to answer your question about can this withstand fan outrage, they're banking that it will. They're banking actually that the fans that matter to them are not the ones in for Manchester United in Manchester. It's the ones in America, because we're not as wed to the traditions of English football that have existed for over 100 years like people in England are.
Here's what I want to know, because I believe the World Cup is so important. I can name two soccer players. Like, you have the soccer fans for the World Cup. You're trying to get the fringe fans to tune in for the World Cup. The only guys I'm going to tune in for are Messi and Ronaldo. So I think FIFA would, even if this league went through, they would cave. They don't want to not have those two guys participating in their big events.
It's what they've got. And they got to play this card right now, because they're seeing their power and influence being ripped away by other owners in world soccer that come from American sports that are like, I know what my margins are every year operating the Denver Nuggets. I know what numbers I have to have, and I'm not held accountable if the Denver Nuggets miss the playoffs. In world soccer, you make more money the better you are, and you lose money if you're disappointing. They don't do that in America, and these guys are bringing that model because they're worried about the American audience and the Chinese audience and the Japanese audience, and not so much their own audiences and their own domestic leagues.
Can relegation really be the issue, one of the issues here? None of these teams in this league are ever in consideration for relegation, so I don't understand.
But like Mike said, so in the Champions League, so six big English clubs have signed up for this. A maximum of five of them can make the Champions League in any one year. So one of these big clubs is going to miss out. And this year, there's a chance that two or three of them can miss out of the Champions League. The Champions League is a huge windfall of money. It's not necessarily relegation from the Premier League. It's not qualifying for the Champions League. And basically, these clubs want to secure, as Mike said, a revenue stream. Americans bought into soccer because they realize that from a business standpoint, they have not come close to maximizing the revenue that big clubs can generate. And so you buy into Liverpool for $300 million, and all of a sudden, if you put this through, Liverpool all of a sudden is worth $10 billion. And so ultimately, it's a maximization of the business model, and these guys will do it at any cost.
This is such a gangster move, though. You are talking about the rich people giving exactly zero bleeps about their customers, Stugatz. Like, And just betting vigorously on like, nah, you'll eat it. Right. And you will keep, that's how popular we are. You will eat us changing this entire sport and everything you care about.
I will eat it when it comes to domestic competition. I'm a Chelsea supporter. I do a podcast for the club. I got to Chelsea when they were good. And they wouldn't have been good without this owner. So if the owner's going to start moving forward with this super idea, I'm gonna go along with it because I'm American. I'm not from the SW6. I'm not born into this. I haven't seen them climb through the levels of English football and cried because they've been relegated. It's not my suffering. But over there, it's going to be a totally different deal. And I'm guessing they're hoping that fans will make a return to the stands right now.
So this is the world trying to come for the American dollars because this has been Stugatz, there's no disputing this, okay? Young people in this country have never cared about overseas soccer the way they do right now. And young people make everything popular. So you're telling me that these billionaires are basically betting and banking on the idea of American greed, of American not caring about any history.
Right.
I don't know if you saw this the other day. It was like a work of art. There was some sort of Jeopardy question.
Oh my God.
Where it was just all three contestants got it wrong, and it was some great injustice against a people, and one after another that America had bestowed upon the world, some great national shame. It was Aaron Rodgers, actually. It was a work of art. It was the best part of Aaron Rodgers' entire hosting of Jeopardy was the work of art of him asking about some American atrocity and three smart people getting it wrong, mentioning a different American atrocity.
I don't think you guys play FIFA online, but when you do, it's Barca versus PSG. young people play with the mega clubs on their video games. Now, if you remove that video game, we'll see what happens. But
can't they just make another video game?
Exactly. That's exactly what they're saying. So these Super League owners, they need to present to the fans a better alternative. Right now, they don't have that. And you're just thinking about all the things that you're being ripped away. But the fact of the matter is, we're not playing FIFA for Dynamo Zagreb.
And you mentioned kind of how the fans will kind of be there anyway. It was actually really fascinating because this morning, one of the Super League clubs, Tottenham Hotspur, fired their manager, Jose Mourinho, one of the big characters in the world. He got fired this morning. And I turned on a radio station that's like kind of the ESPN radio of England this morning as I was driving in. And they were debating whether or not to talk about the Super League or about Tottenham firing Jose Mourinho. Like, ultimately, these clubs are the ones that draw all the headlines, all the clicks. There's like a Twitter account that's like, what a disgrace, the Super League. And an hour later, we're doing transfer rumors about who Man City can bring in. Like, there is such a demand for these clubs that they think eventually people will get behind the Super League.
But I don't care about your video games. I don't care about your Saturday mornings being ruined. Are they making soccer better? That's it. Because I do believe if they're making a product that is better, forget about your Saturdays, forget about your video games. You'll watch.
If you're making a product that's better for America, of course, if you ask Americans then you're making a product that's better, but the rest
you're
of the world...
You're giving us a Super League,
You're giving
Dan.
People another reason to hate America. Yet another reason.
Yeah. The world is super excited right now because we see Chelsea versus Real Madrid in a semifinal, first time that they've played each other since 1998. It's what you're hoping to see every time the Champions League draw comes out. Can we have this gigantic club against this gigantic club? And what they're proposing for American audiences, hey, Sugats, you hate on soccer? Well, we're giving you Barcelona versus Manchester United on Wednesday, and then Real Madrid versus Chelsea on Tuesday. It is going to be a video game come to life, but they're ripping away the actual video games from you.
But Mike, what it seems like is I don't have to watch Packers-Jags anymore. I could just watch the Packers play the Chiefs every weekend. That's exciting to me.
And I completely understand that prospect, but the what they're banking on, what the leagues in the Champions League are banking on, is that it won't feel that way in 10 years. Yes, next year, when the Super League starts, Real Madrid playing Chelsea would be amazing. But by the 40th time that they play in 10 years, and there's just one of these matchups every week, there's one of these teams is going to be, or five of these teams are going to be bad. They're not going to be able to overcome the other big teams in the league. And it's just going to become like every other soccer league in the world.
What does this mean for the teams that are not in part of the Super League? Like Everton. For me, I don't know. This feels like good news for Everton.
It can be good news and bad news, because if all of a sudden Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool, all the big clubs are out of the league, then all of a sudden the Premier League isn't nearly as valuable. And so
we're in that top four, baby.
I know, but are you even going to care? Like, are they going to have the revenue to buy good players? Is it going to be a good team to watch? Like, they are kind of, and who even knows about the money that goes further down the game? Because ultimately there's one pot of money and it's all going to go to the Super League.
And there are these fringe teams that are maybe were big enough. If Tottenham and Arsenal are big enough, I saw Borussia Dortmund, which is the second biggest club in Germany behind Bayern Munich, come out and say, we're not going to do this. So there is a grandstanding opportunity to be a club of the people right now. They're asking you to pick a side, capitalism or traditionalism. And the thing is, FIFA's lined up with you on traditionalism. I'm looking at my battle lines and there's like Sepp Blatter standing next to me. Like, what is this?
What a turn.
What a terrible ally. Cody, I saw it on your face and I want it acknowledged out loud. Your disgust, were you put in a tizzy when you heard that Whittingham, of course, on his way in, was listening to the ESPN radio of England on the way in, because of course he was. Was that disgust that registered on your face?
It was just, I wasn't surprised. And I was just like, I can only imagine the amount of obscure radio networks that he has in his arsenal. No pun intended.
My TuneIn app is filled with all kinds. I listen to BBC Radio 5 Live all the time.
I didn't realize it was sports radio in Europe. Did you? I mean, it seems like new territory for me to conquer.
Talk sport, man. You kill it on Talk Sports, Stugatz. You kill it on Talk Sports.
In Europa. That's like Stugatz is going to go global.
There is a Stugatz of Europe. His name is Adrian Durham. He pisses everyone off with hottest of hot takes.
We got to get him on.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.